This is an iHeart podcast.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and as you can tell, the opening is a little different than it normally is every single other day. Yes, it is me. I swear, I'm here, and this is a tough day, isn't it? I'm sure you know what we're about to discuss. We're about to discuss the violence, the assassination of Charlie Kirk earlier today, 31 years old, leaves behind a wife, 2 kids. We're going to discuss what is happening, why it is happening, what we need to do. I know how angry you are right now. And by the way, I'm not going to spend all 3 hours on this. It's too much. You don't need it. I don't need it. We're even going to do our crappiest country in the world tournament next hour. We're going to take a minute. We're going to laugh. We're going to talk about other things, of course, but I mean, I have all your emails. I have all text messages from my friend, from my wife, from everybody who's sickened and heartbroken. In case you've been busy, you haven't been following the news, Charlie Kirk is one of the big, big voices on the right and has been. His organization is called Turning Point, and what he's done many things, but the real thing Turning Point has done is they have made a home on college campuses for years across the country. They've made a home on college campuses, and it wasn't just Charlie sending out minions to go do it. Charlie Kirk himself would go to these college campuses and debate people, not shame them, debate people. And you could show up, and you could, if you were the most right-wing person, left-wing person, there were no limits. You could show up if you were a communist and wanted to yell at him or ask him a question. You could do it. And unbelievably a nice guy, way nicer than someone like me, a fairly moderate guy, nice guy, 31, young wife, 2 young children. His son just turned 1 not long ago. 2 young children. And he was assassinated today. And I know you're sad. And I know you're angry. I have so many emails like this. Jesse, given the Charlie Kirk and Trump assassination attempts, is it time yet? Jesse, this one says, Oracle. Charlie Kirk shot. The animals are out of control. I've had enough of all this violence, and I'm ready to be violent myself. What say you? Okay, so I am going to address that. I am going to talk about that. But we first before we do anything else in this show. We are going to have a 5-10 second moment here where the air is going to go quiet. It's going to be quiet. And I want you to pray. Pray. Pray for that young family. Pray for this country as we possibly, probably head down a very, very, very dark, dark road. And once we're done with this, we are going to discuss what brought us here. We'll discuss some of the reaction. We're going to have a talk, a long talk, okay? But for now, if you're driving, please don't bow your head and close your eyes. Everyone else, let's pray. I'll give you 5-10 seconds yourself, and then I'm going to pray with you on the air, okay? Now, pray. Dear Father in heaven, we ask tonight, Lord, that you bring some measure of comfort to the Kirk family, to his friends, to those close to him. We ask that you fill them up with your love. And we ask, Lord, as we move forward as a country, that you bless us and guide us and give us wisdom as we try to navigate a very, very ugly world. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's talk. Human beings, we are conditionable. We can be conditioned and are conditioned for so many things, for good, for bad, for peace, for violence. For human beings are conditionable. You know who Tim Tebow is? Most people know who Tim Tebow is. He was a college football star, played some in the NFL, but what he's really known for is being a world-class human being, caring for special needs people, talking about abortion, human trafficking. He's just widely known to be a wonderful human being who spends, it appears, every waking minute giving back to other people. You know how Tim Tebow was raised? Traveling with his father, giving medical care to poor, sick people all around the world. Tim Tebow was conditioned from an early age to be someone who cares for others, who gives back, conditioned in military circles. There's conditioning the other way, conditioning for violence. I'll tell you, in the Marine Corps, they encourage it. They want violence and aggression. And even if you are not naturally that way, they will work on it to ensure you are that way. Conditioning. Human beings can be conditioned by the things they hear, the things they do, the things they watch. Conditioned. It is a real thing, a completely real thing. Now, here's where we are. This is where we are. I told you this. This was me back in March. Remember when I told you this?
I just laid everything out for you. The burning of the Teslas, the attempted assassinations of Brett Kavanaugh, Donald Trump multiple times, the shooting of Steve Scalise. Today, they caught some nut job firing a gun in front of the CIA. Combining those incidents with the fact that Democrat politicians and Democrats on the news will not discourage these actions. If anything, they encourage these actions. So, I believe we are going to see a Republican assassinated. There it is. And I don't mean 10 years from now. And I pray to God I am wrong. But I think what we have right now, when you take into account the violence we've already seen, the encouragement they're getting from their politicians and media people, when you take into account their desperation, desperation's quite a thing, I believe we are going to see a Republican assassinated. And in the wake of these JFK files, I'll be honest with you, I woke up today thinking about it. That's why I wanted to talk to you about it. The assassination of JFK shook people to their core. That doesn't happen here. America? What? No. That, how? That can't. And I believe that day is coming again. All the ingredients are there. Missed assassination after missed assassination after missed assassination over and over and over and over again. Combining that with the rabid, demonic anti-humanism of Democrats anyway, combine that with the fact Democrat after Democrat after Democrat will refuse once again to try to talk their people down off the ledge. Have you heard a single Democrat condemn what's happening? One. I'll settle for one. No, you haven't. Because violence is not what the communist does. Violence is who he is. It is woven into him. And Democrat elites, like the politicians and members of the media, they understand that the street animals, who of course will be doing the killing, they understand that there's a benefit in having your street animals physically intimidate your opponents, and that's why they never talk down to them. That's why they never talk them off the ledge. That's why there's never outright condemnation. That's why Joe Biden himself was asked in a presidential debate about Antifa, the violent terrorist group that has murdered people across this country. Joe Biden, the best he could mutter was, "Antifa's just an idea." That was the man who was the president. If you are a Republican elected representative, even member of the media, keep your head on a swivel out there, because I believe someone's going to be assassinated. There you go. Hope I'm wrong. All right, it's back to me being live. I wasn't wrong, and I hate it, and we're going to talk about what got us here and where we're going next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. Remember, you can email the show. I know you're hurting right now. I know you're sad. I know you're angry. You can email us, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. So what got us here? And where are we going? Well, actually, I'm going to read something from Charlie Kirk himself. Someone did a poll of it, but this is Charlie Kirk's own words. This is from back in April. Quote, "Assassination culture is spreading on the left. 48% of liberals say it would be at least somewhat justified to murder Elon Musk. 55% said the same about Donald Trump. In California, activists are naming ballot measures after Luigi Mangione." He's that scumbag who killed that CEO, assassinated him in New York. I won't read the rest of it, but let's focus on those numbers. That's not a small number. 48%. If someone killed Elon Musk, it'd be justified. 55% said that about Donald Trump. That's the majority of Democrats in the country. How? Why? Well, as we discussed, people can be conditioned, and some people are more conditionable than others are. Democrats, by their very nature, are herd animals. They want to belong to a group, part of a group, and they move as one, and they are simply more programmable than other people who are more individualistic, want to be free. When you have somebody who just wants to be part of the collective, just wants to be part of the group, well, you can make that person do things they may not even want to do, because they'll do it in order to stay part of the group. Please don't kick me out of the herd. I'll say whatever you want. I'll do whatever you want. And so language like this doesn't move you, would never move you.
But we must understand there are millions and millions of Democrats in this country who consume this all day, every day on CNN, MSNBC, everything else, and it makes them violent.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck? The
biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Okay, you got it. You got it. You've heard this before. This language creates a mentality in Democrats, even the ones who don't commit acts of violence. They have a mentality that violence is understandable and it is necessary. After all, we're fighting against Nazis, right? Look, Governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, here he was.
How do you prove to somebody that you're a U.S. citizen? Your accent? The color of your skin? That's not the country we live in. You know, you shouldn't have to walk around with papers the way that they did in the early days of Nazi Germany.
What would your conscience allow you to do to Adolf Hitler? We've had this mental exercise before, but it's important you understand what Democrat members of the media and Democrat politicians have and professors, what these people, what the elite communists have done, what they have created in the minds of Democrats is an apocalyptic scenario where they are up against Adolf Hitler, a racist, the end of the world, masked men, and they created that mentality in them on purpose, so they will march forward and commit acts of violence. That's why they did it. That's why they talk like that. There is a reason that nothing, absolutely nothing, has gotten them to back off or turn down the rhetoric at all. When Steve Scalise was almost assassinated, they didn't change a thing. When Donald Trump was shot in the ear and a Trump supporter had his head blown off in Butler, they didn't change a thing. They didn't even slow down. If anything, they escalated it. Why? Because over years and years and years and years, they have created, they have conditioned their demonic street animals to believe they are up against Nazi Germany, they're up against Hitler, and what can't you do to Hitler? If I had you in a room and you're locked in there with Adolf Hitler and he's got handcuffs on and you've got a gun, scissors, a hammer, what would your conscience allow you to do? Well, whatever you want. It's Hitler. It's acceptable. Go kill Hitler. And you can lie to yourself that if I'm a little nicer, if I'm a little more moderate, if I treat you with respect, that then you won't think that about me and you won't hurt me. But that's not how the communist thinks at all. There's not one inch of daylight between somebody far to the right like me and a complete moderate in the mind of the communist. Charlie Kirk was as kind a human being who openly engaged without name calling these communists all the time, and they freaking murdered him for it. Millions of them have been conditioned that violence is acceptable because of what they're up against, and now they are acting on it. And they're not done. I'll continue in a moment, but actually, this is a really, really wonderful time to talk about preborn, because we lost a life today. Let's save one. There is a baby out there whose mother is about to abort it. Let's save that life. Let's give that mother a free ultrasound so she can hear that heartbeat and choose life. It's a good day to save a life when we're dealing with this kind of heartbreak, this kind of savagery. Preborn sets up these clinics in these high abortion areas, and they show this young woman love. They introduce her to God, and they introduce her to her baby. If she gets an ultrasound, she will choose life, and you can give it to her. $28 buys that ultrasound. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you go. Preborn.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a very, very heavy, very, very dark day. I know you are sad. I know you are angry. I am just beyond sickened that a 31-year-old kind man, his wife is now a widow and his children are without a father. Now, we have a situation in this country that we have to talk about. We already discussed the legions of angry, mentally ill Democrats who believe violence is an answer. Broken homes, drugs, their politicians, the media rhetoric over and over and over again has conditioned them to believe violence is okay. Not that they will all commit acts of violence at all, but how many times do you have to talk to one before you find one that is willing to do so? And this situation is not about to change. I'm going to play something for you right now. His name's Matthew Dowd. He's on MSNBC. This is after Charlie Kirk had been shot, and the word was he was in critical condition in the hospital. I want you to listen to this. And please understand, there will be no turning down of the rhetoric. They are not sorry. They are not backing off. This is how they think.
He's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful actions.
They believe it was justified, of course. That's how they think. That's how they talk. What this means for us as a country, first and foremost, is that we have to be vigilant. We are at a time where this will get worse. The rhetoric will get turned up. They are more desperate than they have ever been. It's not only that they don't have the White House. It's not just about that. That does play a part in it. The communists who have brought us to this place. Remember the peak insanity? I'd call it 3 or 4 years ago, where we reached complete peak insanity in this country. Cultural insanity like you can't even imagine. Understand that the communist thought he had finally climbed the mountaintop. He thought he had finally destroyed this country, destroyed the family, destroyed the church, destroyed the right, and now it was all his. And he wakes up, and almost overnight, he feels like it's been taken away from him. He looks around at every single front, and he feels like he has lost the title, lost the mountaintop, and he feels like his revolution is in dire, dire straits. The Nazis he's fighting, they are conquering and they are winning. And he is and will continue to respond violently. That means you and I have got to travel with eyes open. You have got to travel with a weapon if you are allowed to do so. Make sure you are armed. What it does not mean is this, and I want to make sure I drive this point home. I appreciate your concern. I keep getting emails all afternoon. Emails keep flooding in. Jesse, stay home. Jesse, watch out. Jesse, don't go out in public. Jesse, don't do speaking events. Jesse, do this. Do not let the communists intimidate you from living your life. The communists don't get to determine how I do, when I do, where I do anything, and you should operate the exact same way. If you want to go to a Donald Trump rally, if he has one in your area, I don't think he's doing rallies anymore. If he has one in your area and you want to go, you go to it. If you want to go to a Turning Point event on a college campus, you go to it. If you want to go down, maybe you're having a protest of some kind and you want to throw on your MAGA hat and you want to go down and scream loudly, God bless the USA, you go do it. Do it with eyes open. Do it armed if you are permitted to do so. But don't you dare let these savage little demons determine how you win your life. Don't let these people win. Don't let them win. Absolutely not. Now, what to do about it? I have so many emails. I'm ready for violence. I'm ready for violence. Stop. Right now, stop. 24 hours, 48 hours. Take a breath. Hug your family. Say a prayer. Now is not the time to go grab weapons and find your local Democrat. Don't do that. No, stop. What's going to happen is we're going to find out about the killer. We're going to, I believe Donald Trump's already called for the death penalty for the guy already. We're going to find the killer. But what we must begin to do, we must begin to take apart the elite communist network that is creating these people. Fighting against the street animals is not a solution at all as long as elite communists continue to create these street animals. These street animals are created in the university system. They are created by MSNBC, by CNN, by Democrat politicians. They are the ones who create these street animals, and they are now an army of violent, mentally ill monsters marching through our society. That is what we must address. We must address the funders of all of this. Yes, there is a billionaire network of these savage communists who are trying to destroy our country. They should be taken down by the justice system like the organized crime organization they actually are. We have to begin to do it this way for fear of what else might be coming. And we might be at a place right now that's a turning point for the worse. Don't cheer for it, please. If we are at a place where political violence is now simply going to be the norm, and it's all from the left. So far, I mean, realize this, it's all been from the left. Every bit of it. The communists have been committing acts of political violence for years. If we get to a place where the right begins, man alive, it's going to be horrible beyond belief. Find them, arrest them, take apart their funding networks. That's the solution. You take ownership of your personal safety. Like I said, you don't have to change where you go, what to say. Live your life. Live your life. You're not going to leave this world 1 minute before God is ready to take you home. Charlie Kirk didn't. God was ready to have him home, and he is. He's a much better place than we are now. Live your life with your eyes open and be ready because the militants are activated. All right? All right. We're going to move off. I think we're going to move off this. We just can't do this the whole show. We're just going to drag everybody down. We're done with this now, okay? Done with it. Maybe I'll bring it up again a couple times, but not right now. You know what? We'll do some emails. Let's do some emails after this. Let's get out of this filth. Speaking of filth, let's remember the corporate America version of communism and how much corporate America has funded where we are now. Verizon funded it. AT&T funded it. T-Mobile funded it. Corporate sponsorship for these communist street animal groups. Switch to Pure Talk. You want to start defunding the communist networks in this country? A good way to do it is to put your money where your morals are. Pure Talk's right there for us. They hire Americans. 10 minutes on the phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Let's do some emails, huh? Next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, actually, it's a terrible day. Let's be honest with you. On a friggin' Wednesday that is ugly and violent and terrible, and I know you're sad, and I'm sad, and it is what it is. We'll try to move off and talk about other things now. Hey, like I told you, we're going to do our crappiest country competition still halfway through next hour. I know nobody's in the mood for it, but I don't know about you. I kind of need a laugh in case you don't remember who it is.
It's the 2025 Crappiest Country in the World competition. Tonight's matchup is between Zimbabwe and North Korea. Brought to you by Jack's River Disposal. Just dump it.
Big shout out to Jack's. Appreciate you very much, Jack's River Disposal. Bronco Tiny Reigns. He's claiming the election last night was rigged. He's talking about the tournament matchup we had last night between Sudan and Congo, and Sudan won. And now, look, it always happens. The loser's bitter. Losers are bitter. Jesse, I call shenanigans. I'm sure that Sudan is a godforsaken hellhole, but there's no way it's worse than the DRC. That's the Congo. They are owned by China, run by warlords, and in the midst of civil war. Their only economic activity is children digging cobalt out of the ground with their hands and dying at 14 because of the heavy metals in their blood. They currently have an Ebola outbreak going on. If the machetes don't get you, the AIDS and malaria will. Thank you for your attention in this matter. I will not abide by anybody questioning the integrity of our election process. It was the safest and fairest election of all time. I would dare say, what, Chris? Of all time, the safest and fairest election. I know things are bad in Congo. I understand that. They're worse in Sudan. The people spoke. The people spoke. What do you want me to do about it? Our elections are free and fair. All mail-in ballots. I mean, and you know you can always trust those. What do you think, somebody bundled a bunch of illegal ones to steal the election? That can't ever happen. Hi, Jesse. If I understood you correctly, communists promote violent crime so people will be miserable, become malcontents, and join the revolution. doesn't violent crime have the opposite effect? It causes Norm and Norma to vote against them. Well, no, you didn't necessarily understand me all the way correctly, kind of. They don't promote violent crime because they want people to become malcontents and join the revolution. They promote violent crime because it destabilizes society when people are afraid. A low-trust society where people are afraid is a society that can more easily be broken up and ripe for revolution. I've brought up this story before, but let me bring it up again. The Mongols. Everybody knows about the Mongols. Genghis Khan and the Mongols. All right. In case you don't know, probably the greatest army of all time, all horseback, just incredible army that went through and they essentially just wiped out everybody they touched when Genghis Khan was leading them. Even the other most powerful empires on earth, they just could not withstand the Mongols. Okay, got that. We all got that. Yes, they were brilliant tactically, very disciplined, very tough, all those things. But the Mongols didn't just show up outside of your city with an army without making preparations. Do you know what they would do? How they would prepare one of the ways? The Mongols had a spy service, an intelligence service that was second to none. They would make sure they had people in your city long before the army got there. Now, what were the people doing in the city? Well, yes, of course, there's scouting. Look at the walls. Look at the gates. Look at what's the military foresight? Of course. But you know what else they would do? They would create divisions inside the city. Political divisions. All kinds of divisions. Stoke fear. Stoke crime. Why? Well, if you're a city of 100,000 people and 100,000 Mongols show up outside the gates of your city, but your 100,000 people are together, you're a cohesive unit, you're working together, you believe the same things, you have the same values, well, there's a very good chance you're going to put up one heck of a fight, 100,000 people unified. But what if you're at each other's throats when the Mongols show up? I want you to think about America today, as a matter of fact, with how divided we are, how evil the communists are. What if China tomorrow, what if China landed 20 divisions on the shores of California and they began to slaughter Americans and march across the country towards Washington, D.C.? I want you to honestly think about this. Think about this. How would that be covered in the media? The politicians. Do you think you would immediately see everybody come together to fight against the Chinese menace? Or do you think the left would make it all about Donald Trump? How many communists in our country would openly side with the Chinese? How many? Because we are so divided internally, it makes us more ripe for conquest. Physical violence is something every human being fears, and it creates a situation inside of people's minds where they will oftentimes do anything, agree to anything to make it stop. I just don't want to be afraid anymore. Okay, well, let me take away your rights here. Let me take away that. Fine. I just don't want to be afraid anymore. Violent crime destabilizes wherever there's a lot of violent crime, and it makes that place ripe for revolution. Ripe for revolution. A family, a tight-knit family, mother, father, kids, they love each other. They talk all the time. They pray together. They're super, super close. But they adopt a child, a very, very troubled, violent child who hits the other kids, steals things. How cohesive is that family after a while? Are they as cohesive as they were? Are they as tight as they were? Of course they're not. That's why they love violent crime. All right, we'll move on. We'll talk about some other things, maybe crime itself here in a few. Before we get to that, I want to get to this. I want you to take care of your dog. I want you to give your dog actual nutrition, because there are few days that are sadder than the day you have to kiss your dog goodbye. I have lived that day more times than I can count in my life. I know you probably have too. So why not push that day off a little bit? Get yourself another year or two. Start sprinkling rough greens on your dog's food. Your dog's food is dead. There's just empty calories. Your dog needs antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, probiotics, just like you do. Just like you do. Give it to them. Rough Greens will give you a free jumpstart trial bag with the promo code Jesse at roughgreens.com. Free. You just pay for the shipping. Or you can call them. 214-ROUGH-DOG. Promo code Jesse. All right. We're going to talk more about crime. You have questions. Next.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.